And my mother's daddy died when she was 6 months old. So I never did have a grandpa. I never did have a grandpa. He went home to either side.
Neither one of them really had their father then. Well, these are just different questions about little things around the house and so forth. And
well, anything I can answer, I'll be happy to do it.
It has to do with different local words and expressions for different things, you know. So it starts out like, what would you call this room in your house?
Well, I'll just call it my living room, sitting room, or what you want to call it.
Okay.
All right. Called the living room. I've had some old people call it living room where they sit. Don't you think living room?
Mm-hmm.
I've just got a four-room house, but I've got a back porch, a closed-in back porch with windows and all. It's just like a room on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And my deed called for an acre from Hamlin Street way back there into that pasture. I've got an acre in my lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And it belongs to me, thank the Lord. Now, this year, I've splurged a little bit. I told some of the children, I says, now, I've got my cemetery lot down Big Creek and my monument and everything where my husband buried. And I said, I'm going to splurge and put some vinyl siding on my house. So I had my house fixed this year. Had the underpin painted and the windows all fixed and all.
So that'll help you this winter.
I haven't had it since my husband died. I haven't had it painted about every 3 years, and no paint don't stay on no
more. Right. Mm-hmm.
So I just took a little money I had and I put it on my house. I said, now when I'm gone, it'll bring more. It will.
Yeah.
And I've told my son, he's my administrator. I said, now when I'm gone, your daddy worked hard for me to have a place, you know, when he was gone. I said, don't you give it away. You make somebody pay for it. You make them pay for it. Well, I got a good little house. I got the best garden back in there in Anderson County if anybody would work it. Low and rich, you know. I've got about a half acre in garden back in my house. So, I don't know how much longer I'll be here till the Lord gets ready for us, all I know. So, I'll be fine with me.
Now, what about, like, the house where you grew up? What? How many rooms did it have? How was it built?
Oh, let me see. Oh, when I married, we lived in a two-story house. At one time, it belonged to old Captain Rankin. They called it the Captain Rankin place. It was about a... Let's see this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... There's 6 rooms downstairs and 2 rooms upstairs. Big house. That's where we live when I'm married.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about the room where you eat and cook? Same room?
Yeah, I just got a kitchen there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have any storage place? Like up in the top of the house?
No, there's an attic up there, but that doesn't. I won't keep anything up there, huh?
Mm-hmm. You ever had a room in the house where you might just keep old stuff that you weren't using anymore, or something like that?
No, I just practically use all my. Now my, that's a bedroom. There's a bathroom, and that's another bedroom. I sleep in this, and I just keep that bedroom closed off. You know. Now my son was here last weekend from. Virginia can't think of the place now, but when somebody comes, why, they sleep in that room in there, but I sleep over here next to the road, you know, and I've got a good bathroom with a shower and everything right straight in there at the bathroom.
Okay.
So I just got a little old house that I just live in. It's just all I need, you know. All my children, they all have brick homes, you know, big fine brick homes. But I wouldn't swap with them.
Happy right where you are.
I'm just happy there. Have good sense. And I got a daughter that lives down on Race Road on down about a mile from down here, straight on down, turn off River Drive.